This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
With Joe Messina, I am Andrea Kay, a.k.a. AK-47, sitting in tonight for Joe. We are rolling into the last hour here of my time here on Joe, the Real Side with Joe Messina. And this is the clothesline segment of the show, where you need to put a clothesline over your nose to stop from smelling the stench, because this is where we got to talk about Hollywood and the entertainment industry. Of course, you know, we are in Southern California right now. Last night, we're going to start with talking about the telethon, supposed telethon to raise money for victims of hurricanes, which quickly in the first 15 seconds became a telethon to push the agenda of climate change, complete with Stevie Wonder starting off with, spewing the crap of insulting anybody who doesn't believe in the hoax of climate change, saying that they must be either blind or unintelligent. You know what, Stevie? Maybe your next album should be called Songs in the Key of Stupid. Because are you aware that since Texas voted for Trump, there's probably a good portion of those people suffering under the hurricane right now that actually don't believe in climate change. And you insulted them, and as well as insulted quite a few Americans, right before you then started talking about love. Absolutely ridiculous. It was almost as bad as the Katrina telethon, in which Kanye West came out and said President Bush hated black people, as though it was President Bush's fault that a hurricane took out New Orleans. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's all keep our eye on the $44 million that they did raise. Let's hope that at least a portion of it reaches them. Let's hope that at least a few more bucks reach the actual victims than Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation money actually reached the Haiti victims. We all know that a good portion of that money went to Chelsea Clinton's wedding. You know, these are the same celebrities, many of which, who actually did a telethon after September 11th and used their celebrity status to reach the good-hearted. I mean, don't Americans have the biggest heart in the world in terms of charity and philanthropy? I mean, so quick to reach into our pockets. This is why we don't need forced charity in this country in the form of crappy government programs. It was actually faith-based programs that rebuilt after Katrina. But to this day, we still don't really know how much of the money that was raised after September 11th by George Clooney and Julia Roberts and the rest actually made it to any of the victims of September 11th. We still don't have an accounting as to the money raised for Katrina, and I really want to see some accounting. If you're going to politicize a hurricane like this to push your liberal agenda, you best show that $44 million, all $44 million, goes to the victims down there. And speaking of victims, I tell you who was victimized by the left. Was a young white boy who actually was strung up and lynched in a rapper video. You heard me. There was actually a video. Now, I'm well known for my love of rap music, but my love of rap music goes back for when we had songs like Rapper's Delight talking about chicken tasting like wood and Orange Juice Jones talking about I saw you and him walking in the rain. Okay, that's back when rap music was good. Even Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre didn't depict a lynching of a white child on stage with a small black child looking on. No surprise that the director says, and the lynching included, the boy, I don't know how they did it, but they actually pulled him up, had him dangle there with his feet twitching until he actually died. I mean, it wasn't just an image of him. It was actually the full-on death moment acted out. Who was the parent that allowed this to happen? The director says she had trouble finding parents who would allow their child to be hanged on stage. She says that was a challenge. Well, you think? And I think that the parent who actually went along with it, a supposed stage mom of three kids, understood the vision. I think that she needs to be investigated by Child Protective Services because the trauma that was placed on this child is probably not going to be known for quite a while. But you cannot, I mean, this kid looks like he's like 5 or 6 years old. There's something really wrong with a parent that would go along with it. And there's something really wrong with everybody involved in this. And to me, this is child abuse at its worst. So the vision supposedly has to do with, let's see how they described it. Oh, that society, the vision is that little white boy and black boy show innocence. How does stringing up a white child and showing a lynching, what does that have to do with innocence? And that society has become desensitized seeing black men hung and shot. But the imagery of a white child being strung up and lynched, how is that supposed to, what? This doesn't even make sense. Because this isn't about anything trying to show any innocence or any, this is about, well, this isn't my show, so I'm not going to say what this is about, but there should never be a white child depicted being lynched in this country. There's no excuse for it. There's no justification for it. There's no proper vision for that or no proper context for that happening in this country. That doesn't solve any problems anymore. This is even worse than taking down inanimate objects and statues because that didn't involve any kind of terror depicted on a child. And let me tell you, there was, oh, this rapper, the director goes on to say, oh, you know, Triple X, the rapper's name is Triple X Tenation or whatever. He was very loving to the kids and hugging. Oh, yeah, hugging the kids? Was that before or after he depicted standing there and lynching a little boy who was directed by his mother to pretend like he was dying at the hands of a black man? Can you imagine if we had a white, can you imagine if Eminem, a white rapper, showed any kind of lynching of a little black boy? What would happen in this country? Where is the outrage for this? Well, first of all, I don't even know, thank you, hat tip to Joe Messina for actually even, he's not here tonight physically, but he's here in spirit because he's the one who turned me onto this topic. I didn't even know this happened. We need to push back. There needs to be some criminal investigation on this video. Speaking of criminal investigations, not enough has been done so far to hold Hillary Clinton accountable or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but you know what? It might be happening soon. We got that story on the other side of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kay filling in tonight for Joe. Glad to be here with you all, and I'm super glad to have my next guest with me, my buddy Julio Rivera, editorial director from Reactionary Times. Hey, Julio, welcome to the show.
Hey, Andrea, I'm so excited to be back on with you. Always love coming on and talking with you, and just so many crazy things going on right now to talk about. Never seems to be a shortage of hot topics whenever we get together.
I know, right? I don't know if you heard before the break my story, the story that actually Joe tipped me off to about this video from this rapper. And, you know, I had never heard of this dude before. So, you know, I don't know if he really actually thinks it's cool to depict a lynching of a little white kid with a black kid watching, or if that's just his way of, you know, trying to make a name for himself. But can you imagine if a white rapper had depicted a lynching of a little black boy with a white kid watching?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. And I heard about this actually earlier today. And then when I was scrolling through my timeline, somebody had actually posted the video. And I watched it. It was disgusting. It was literally the most offensive thing in the world. This guy's like a Cat in the Hat sort of rapper. I mean, I'm a hip hop fan. I like some rap. There is some rap I do like. I think most of the rap today is terrible.
Yeah.
I stopped listening to rap probably about 15 years ago. I still like my classic stuff from the 90s. This guy has little to no talent, and he's just basically going for the controversial move, you know, trying to get attention for himself. It's a very cheap tactic. A lot of people do stuff like this when they want to try to get attention for themselves. But, you know, I really, just watching it, I was really sad for America because the fringe left has become so racist. I mean, it's basically a horrifically racist thing. And, you know, you see it with Black Lives Matter. You see it with a lot of these little, you know, little groups on the outside, you know, the fringes of the radical left. But actually the sad part is it's actually kind of infiltrated the mainstream left. And watch, you'll see in the reaction from the majority of the country or the majority of the liberal country that they let him get away with it. And they're going to wind up normalizing a horrifically racist display.
Right, because you know what? It's clear to me that, you know, Barack Obama was supposed to heal the racial divide, right? And from the practically the minute the dude took office, he did everything he could to divide us and to foment racial hatred, starting with falsely accusing a Boston police officer of racism. And, you know, it's just really, and little by little since then, it's gotten to where we now have a fringe movement on the left, and I'm not sure how fringe it is, but there's actually a fringe movement that it's really about subjugating and thinking it's okay that, you know, it's, the white privilege, professors have to apologize to their students for being white. Now it's okay to depict a white person being lynched. It's almost as though there's this movement to subjugate white people, as though by subjugating white people, it somehow corrects what happened in slavery. And, you know, supremacy, movements for supremacy is wrong, okay, no matter who is supreme and who's being oppressed.
Exactly. And I don't really necessarily consider anybody at that, like, you know, I think obviously there's a lot of successful white people in this country, but there's a lot of successful people of every race.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I thought about this the other day while I was eating dinner. And I thought about the Great Depression. You know, I mean, the majority of this country is still white. I mean, it's about 70% white now. I venture to guess that before, you know, widespread, Latin American immigration into this country, the percentage of people who were in this country who were white was probably larger than it is today. And you know what? You talk to anybody who's still alive today who lived through the Great Depression, talk to them about white privilege.
Yeah.
You know, about when you consider everything that they had to suffer through, you know, obviously there's always going to be people who are successful, and there happen to be a lot of white people who are successful, but there's also a lot of black people that are successful. There's a lot of people who immigrated here from foreign countries who are successful. This is the biggest lie that they're trying to push right now. And it's so racist. It's very, very anti-white. It's dividing America. And just like you said, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Ever since the supposed beer summit with Barack Obama, they've been dragging race relations back, you know, first of all, to the 1960s. Now with this lynching video, it's almost like they're trying to take it to the 1860s with race division.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's nothing but a cultural Marxist play. You know, if they can tear us down and divide us and destroy the fabric of America, then they can get what the statue thing is all about, for example, is if they can convince America's and the majority of Americans that America is inherently bad and that our founders were inherently bad, then they can pierce the Constitution. They can delegitimize our entire country, and then they can get their Marxist, you know, society, their Marxist utopia installed. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this play is all about. And we got to be pushing back against it. And, you know, and hopefully this kind of extremist crap from the left will get some people riled up over it.
I just wanted to throw in there, too. It's almost twofold, too, because in addition to what doing everything that you just said they're doing, they're also the left erasing their own racist history in the process.
Well, of course. You know, the left is, they're masters at word games. They're masters at rewriting history. Of course, they did, as I talked to Bob Walters earlier, they took over education system. I think a poll came out yesterday that only, or somewhere around 30% or even less than 30% of the people they polled even could name the three branches of government. We're not teaching American history anymore, at least not the real American history. What we're teaching now is about white privilege and about how America's bad and, you know, and about how, you know, Islam is great and, you know, we can't have, you know, Christmas on a school calendar anymore, but we can teach the tenets of Islam. And we actually had in San Diego, we had students at one school, a friend of mine's daughter was told that the assignment was actually to create a website promoting Islam and how Muhammad is the only true God. That was an actual school assignment in San Diego.
Wow. So basically, the public school systems wanted to go ahead to create a website that promoted a child rapist. Basically, as the only true God that exists, that's truly disgusting.
Well, it's under the guise of inclusivity and, you know, not having Islamophobia. You know, San Diego is also, I can't remember what the recent push was for the San Diego School Board, but I think it was to become the first Sharia compliant school district in the nation. We got a couple of minutes before we go to the break, but I want to talk about some injustice that's gone on. Because Hillary Clinton's got her book out, she's out on the excuse tour. Actually, we got to go to a break. When we come back though, I want to talk about, you had the first interview with Christian Saucier, who went to jail for a year for far less than what Hillary Clinton did. So when we come back from a break, we're going to talk to Julio about his interview with Christian Saucier. Stay tuned.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina and Andrea K filling in tonight for Joe. And I'm just having a great time being here. And also, of course, especially because I got my buddy Julio Rivera from Reactionary Times here with me. Okay, Julio, glad to have you here, but I wish that we had a better outcome for the story involving Christian Saucier, correct?
Yeah, and just to give you guys, if you're not aware, I'm sorry, excuse me. If you guys aren't aware that our listeners, just a little background, Christian was given what I think was a medieval sentence by a Obama-appointed prosecutor that took this case, which would normally under most circumstances, I'm talking about over 99% of cases like this, would have been dealt with via non-judicial punishment, which is basically the military. It's not even a court-martial. It would just basically be the commanding officers of the base would get together, and they would have like a little trial, and they would say, okay, Christian, you did this, which was basically take six benign photos of a low level of classification area in the submarine. Basically, it was taken as a memento for his family. He does have a 2-year-old daughter. His daughter actually just turned 2 just as he was getting out of prison. So they let him out the day before her birthday. So that at least worked out for him. He was able to spend some time with his baby. But basically, it was like a nothing thing. He would have gotten a reduction in rank, probably a fine of about half a month's pay. It happens. It's called, you know, NJP or Captain's Mass, as we refer to it in the Navy. But this prosecutor decided to punish him to the fullest extent of the law, and he winds up with this 1-year jail sentence for really nothing. And I mean, and he would be the first, because I had him on, you know, my show earlier this week, he would be the first to tell you, yes, I did something wrong, but you know, the punishment obviously was not proportionate to the, you know, or the punishment was not proportionate to what actually happened. And it's ridiculous. You know, Donald Trump had mentioned his case on the campaign trail when they were trying to draw parallels to, you know, Hillary Clinton getting away with, having the unsecured server, which, you know, classified data. Went through that, you know, classified data that was sensitive to the security of the United States, State Department stuff.
Not just that. Let me interrupt. she didn't just transfer classified documents. There was 22 pieces of SAP classified information on there. This is such high-level classification documents that four-star brigadier generals, each time they see one piece of SAP, they have to take another polygraph test. It's like they have to go through additional clearances each time just to see each additional piece of SAP. We're talking about locations of our operatives on the ground. Remember, Scooter Libby went to jail not for the fact that he wasn't even the one who revealed Valerie Plame, who was nothing but a desk jockey, but, you know, he made a misstatement or whatever to the FBI, but the left was so hysterical that Valerie Plame, who wasn't even a field operative, her identity was revealed or whatever. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton transports 22 SAPs over a server, and she gets away with it, while Christian Saucier spends a year in jail for 6 photos, on top of the fact that she committed I don't know how many felonies when she deleted and destroyed 33,000 pieces of government documents. It's absolutely outrageous. And, you know, but even worse to me, I'm still a supporter of President Trump, but I'm disheartened the fact that if he was not going to give a pardon for Christian, then he should have never mentioned him on the campaign trail, because you don't fill somebody with false hope. I'm hoping that continuing exposure to the story will still get him a retroactive pardon, because he now has this on his record and it makes it hard for him to get his life together, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to make the point too. Like, listen, Christian was not a one and done sort of, sailor. Like, you know, there are people like I was in the military. I just did, well, you know, one tour. You know, you got guys like, you know, Christian was in for 11 years. I mean, he served this country for 11 years. Nowadays, with some of the changes that went in during the years that I was in, actually during the Clinton administration, they made it easier for you to retire, you know, earlier than the 20 years. So this is a guy that was nearing retirement, too. Like, this, he gave his entire adult life to the military, you know, and for him to have his career taken away from him in the manner, it's almost like invalidating, you know, 11 years of honorable service over nonsense.
Exactly.
You know, and then, as a private citizen, and you make a great point, a retroactive pardon would be fantastic for Christian, because of the fact that, you know, I mean, basically now he's a felon. You know, I mean, that's basically what's in the real world, you know, when people are looking at job applications and doing background checks, the fact of the matter is he shows up as a felon for something that's certainly so benign.
Right.
That, you know, didn't compromise of, you know, anything at all, period. But, you know, much less anything that would be even remotely close to what Hillary Clinton did.
We are supposed to be a nation of laws. And right now we find out today that we've got this new piece of that's passed here in California to make the entire state a sanctuary city. We've got the largest state in the nation now that is protecting felons, protecting people like murderers, protecting people like the guy who was deported 15 times and then came back and hit, you know, a kid head on in a crash and gave him brain damage. These people are being protected. They've got all the empathy in the world. Felons, even, you know, and even somebody who didn't even commit a crime here illegally, they're still criminals that they came into this country and broke the law. We got $22 million in a package right now that's, again, in California to go to provide free college and other three free benefits to illegal aliens in this country, while Christian Saucier had 11 years of dedication to this country wiped away and now left as a felon. I don't understand where we're at as a country.
Yeah, it really seems so backwards. And it's funny, too, because it's like, you know, I love you, Andrew. You're one of the more conservative people I know. And, you know, we agree with each other 99% of the time. But when I look at the stuff that's going on in your state, it is so ridiculous. And if any state should be, you know, well acquainted with the horror of illegal immigration, it should be California, where Kate Steinle was murdered by someone who had been removed from this country physically already, I believe it was 4 times.
Yeah.
Before he finally came back in and murdered her. And you got Governor Jerry Brown there trying to do Medicaid for all, or health care for all, single payer, or whatever he's trying to do over there. You got a state that's about, what, $400 billion in debt, at least?
Hey, it ain't just us here, though. Y'all crazy over in the East Coast. Did you know that there's a town in Maryland that has now approved to have non-citizens vote in their elections?
Really? You know what? That's crazy. That's, hey, We're no better here, but, I mean, California seems to be, you know, a real hotbed for it. New Jersey is pretty bad, too, and it's funny because we had Chris Christie for as governor, you know, for about the last 8 years, and, you know, we didn't get the conservative reforms that maybe a state like Wisconsin got under Scott Walker.
Well, you know, that could be because, you know, Chris Christie, you know, I saw a picture of him, you know, shaking hands with some appointee who was appointee judge who was holding a Koran. You know, Christie was never, you know, a conservative. In fact, remember his big hug with Obama in 2012?
Yeah,
you know, this is the same dude recently. What's that?
He hugged a Muslim after Hurricane Sandy. I believe his name was Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. But getting back to, you know, I feel like we got to touch a little bit more on this town in Maryland that's approved non-citizens to vote. Because you know what? They keep telling us we've got 11 million illegals here. We don't know how many illegals we got here. But there's a push to make all of them legal and give them voting rights. And if they do, we're done all over this country, Julio, because that's more than enough to sway. And permanently, California is a permanent Democrat voting bloc. It's never going to come back Republican. Don't let anybody fool you. And they have spread the illegals all across this country. And if they are all allowed to vote, we're done. Because let me tell you, they are not going to vote for the party that's offering opportunity. They're going to vote for the party that's offering entitlements. And even though the Republicans have been fighting and competing with the left, they're going to end up voting Democrat, and then the entire country is done.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great point. That's the only way back to relevancy for really a dead party. You know,
yes.
After this election, I remember I was on, I believe it was on Newsmax, and we were reading on one of the segments that the Democrat Party, right after the election, had an approval rating of only about 30%. You know, they hold no majorities anywhere. They don't have, you know, state legislatures majority. They don't have governorship majorities. They don't have the upper or the lower chamber of Congress, and they certainly do not have the White House. So this is basically a dead party. The only way to bring it back is really through artificial and devious underhanded means, like the legalization of up to 30 million. And it's funny because people have been throwing around that Pew Institute number for years of 11 million, and it cannot possibly be.
No, no.
11 million. And there's some estimates. I believe there was an estimate that was given by a former ambassador from Mexico to the United States, where he himself said that the number is probably closer to 35 million.
Probably.
And you would figure maybe someone from Mexico would be an expert on that.
Yeah, well, you would think so. Hey, don't go anywhere, Julio, and you don't go anywhere listening to The Real Side. We got more on the other side of the break.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay filling in tonight for Joe. And we're rounding out. This 3 hours is almost over. It's hard to believe. It just really kind of flew by. And speaking of time flying by, it always does when I'm talking to my buddy Julio Rivera from Reactionary Times. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about Christian Saucier, and we're talking about everything from Christian Saucier and that injustice to criminal illegal aliens voting in elections. I mean, we've just gone everywhere, Julio. What we haven't talked about yet is the criminal case, possibly, involving Debbie Wasserman Schultz. There was some news on that front today, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's actually some crazy stuff that's come out, actually, what I read. And I'm not sure what you're focusing on, what your focus is on here, but the actual IT person actually had attempted to set up a server secretly that he was passing House of Representatives communications through. Now, are you aware of that?
No. See, this story is one that has gotten almost no reportage, and It's got so many legs, so many different elements to it, that it's almost impossible to stay up on. What the news that broke for me today was that wifey poo of Imran Awan, who skipped off to Pakistan, which she should have never been allowed to leave the country, by the way. It was clear that these people were involved in all kinds of illegal shenanigans. I didn't even know at that point that it involved classified information, because, you know, they, I guess the devices were much like Hillary Clinton. The ones that they found were, had been destroyed. Well, I guess she struck a deal and agreed to come back and cooperate. And so there's lots of people saying that Debbie Wasserman Schultz should be so scared right now that it's gone, made her hair straight, because she could really be outed for her involvement here.
Yeah, it's definitely, this was reported by the Daily Caller, what I was referring to, but I just think it speaks to the culture of lawlessness that existed in the Democrat Party and probably still exists to this day. You know, they definitely need to clean out that party. I think that at this point, you know, as we referred to in the last segment, their popularity is at an all-time low, and I think that American people's trust in the Democrat Party is probably at an all-time low with, you know, for good reason. When you see these sorts of things going on, when you see Debbie Wasserman Schultz rigging the Democratic primary against their most popular candidate, you know, because, you know, Hillary Clinton just had to win. That was the plan. You know, the American people and their voice and their input, it didn't matter if that got marginalized. It was all about, you know, putting, you know, quite frankly, a vagina in the White House.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes right down to it. It's all identity politics with the left. And, you know, I hope that woman, I hope they find every little bit out of criminality with her and with the DNC, so that if, you know, I want that, basically, I want that party destroyed. I want it forever a permanent, you know, under party, you know, where it's just they never have a majority again, because they certainly don't deserve it. When they did get the majority and they had a veto-proof majority, what did they do? They rammed communism down our throat in the form of Obamacare.
Absolutely. You know what I think? I think that the left has done a really good job with a complicit GOP, including Jeff Sessions, who should have never recused himself and basically handed his lunch over to the bullies. And Jim Comey, this all this Russian collusion crap is a deflection and a distraction from the real collusion going on that I think is that Imran Awan might be very aware of. I suspect that if we ever get to the truth and maybe what was on those devices that Imran, because supposedly what he had was DNC emails. We might find out, because, you know, the hacking and the accusation was that the WikiLeaks emails that were revealed was Russians helping Trump. But the DNC wouldn't hand their servers over to the investigators to prove that. No, what they did was they went and hired some CrowdStrike out of Ukraine, who's in the past already falsely accused Russia of hacking, to say that it was Russians who hacked the DNC. I think the key to what really happened and the truth as to what the DNC has been involved in, as well as the Clinton Foundation and all kinds of stuff, might have been something Iran or whatever his name is, he might have knowledge of.
Yeah, it may be. I hope so. I mean, listen, if he's in any sort of trouble, I hope that they grant him, you know, immunity and they just get him to spill his guts, because he knows a lot. I think he knows a lot. And it's almost like Jim Comey, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can, you know, with everything that Jim Comey knows. And I thought he started to do this when he testified before Congress, when he mentioned the Loretta Lynch thing, which was kind of unsolicited. He just sort of gave that there. You know, hopefully, you know, I hope the truth just comes out. Listen, we've had 8 years before President Trump of no transparency. When Barack Obama said he was going to run the most transparent administration of all time, it was one of the biggest political whoppers, one of the biggest lies ever told in the history of this country, based on what wound up happening in practical application. You know,
unfortunately,
you're not going to get it with Sessions. And I do echo your disappointment with him. Sessions has been a disgrace up to this point.
Yeah, I think he should have. I think President Trump should have, as soon as he recused himself, I think President Trump should have probably made the decision to pull the plug on him then, versus maybe even firing Comey. Do you agree with Bannon? Bannon said in the interview that he thought that the biggest mistake that Trump has made so far was firing Comey.
No, I don't. I disagree. And actually, I talked about this the other day. It wasn't, because the bottom line was that Comey dropped the ball. Comey has been a protector of Hillary Clinton I think, since the 90s, when he uncovered that she was accepting 200,000, or the Clintons themselves were accepting $200,000 from people who were putting in pardon applications and then approving them based on whether or not they made that payment. So the Clintons have always used government as a pay-to-play scheme, mm-hmm. and Comey uncovered that in the 90s and did nothing about it. So he's always been a swamp monster. He's always been a protector of the Clintons and illegality in, you know, in Washington, D.C. The only thing I would have done, and the only regret I have for Trump, is that he didn't do it on January 20th. He should have fired him immediately.
Should have done it on Inauguration Day. I think that when he took over in transition, I think he got some bad advice, or maybe it wasn't even advice. I think he just decided to, you know, kind of bygones a little bit, like bygones on Hillary. You know, I'm hoping at this... Well, I started to say I hope that maybe with Hillary's continued bad mouthing, that Trump may decide to no longer be a nice guy and actually demand some investigation and actually her being held accountable. But it's not going to happen with Jeff Sessions, Hillary's old friend, as the Attorney General. We are not going to see the swamp drained with Sessions. I agree with you. Comey needed
you
to
know
go.
What? I don't think it's a bygone sort of. I think it's just a campaign promise. He said in the debate that he would have a special prosecutor or something occur to look into the Hillary Clinton email situation. And Donald Trump actually should really make it his business to deliver on that promise. Because trust me, if he really wants America to be great again, the best way to protect America and to have the best legacy is to expose all the criminality that was going on in the left and let the American people really know how devious, how shady and how underhanded this party really is.
Well, not only that, but think about the deterrence. Because as long as we continue to have elected officials like Lois Lerner, Hillary Clinton, this other skank in the State Department, you know, that we talked to about tourist security earlier. All the Comey, all these DOJ weasels inside the deep state. We have so much corruption going on in our government, and as long as they continue to get away with it, it's going to continue. We hold somebody like Hillary Clinton accountable. Somebody at that level, she ends up doing a perp walk, and I'm telling you, it's going to make a lot of people shake in their shoes. I think the real reason why it hasn't happened and probably won't is because really it goes all the way to Obama. You can't really effectively hold her accountable and do a complete investigation of her without including him. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. He was involved in the email scheme. He communicated with her over it. He contributed.
Remember, he had a fake, a bogus email account, too, to communicate.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, all roads lead to Obama. The IRS scandal, Lois Lerner, all roads lead to... How many times did the people from the IRS that were involved in that scandal visit him in the White House? What were they there for? Do you remember that? The guy who was actually working with Lois Lerner and all that had been to the White House countless times. There was no reason for somebody at that man's level to be meeting with the President of the United States. So I don't believe for a second that Obama didn't know exactly what was going on and how the IRS had been weaponized against people for their politics. So, mm-hmm. there's far too many swamp dwellers for President Trump to get rid of all of them, but I think you got to cut the head off of the snake, and I think that he absolutely should go after Hillary Clinton, and what a difference that would make to turn this country around, because, you know, she's the skank who went around on the campaign trail saying there should be no business too big to fail and no person too big to jail. She needs to go to jail.
Exactly, yeah. And I think it's perfect. I think that Comey actually is, that's how you know, because Comey was assigned or given the FBI director post by Obama. I think Obama figured that Comey would be the guy, because he had already protected Hillary Clinton, that would go ahead. And obviously everybody knew it was like an afterthought. Oh, Hillary Clinton's going to win. You know, nobody really expected Trump to win. So he probably put Comey in that position, figuring that, you know, he's not going to do anything to go after Hillary Clinton if she becomes president. Therefore, by extension, protecting his legacy. You know, and Obama obviously had a very lawless legacy, you know. When you think about Fast and Furious, you think about the executive amnesty and all the times he violated the Constitution.
Well, you know what? We got to leave it there. We'll see what happens, though, because a judge in Maryland did decide that he's wanting some investigations done of Cheryl Mills and others involving their role. Julio Rivera, editorial director from Reactionary Times, and my buddy. Thanks to everybody. Tell them where to find me. Thank you for asking, Tammy. AndreaKShow.com. It's got all my deets there. Thank you, Joe, for letting me sit in tonight. Thanks to all the amazing guests from Julio Rivera, Bob Walters, Brad Owens, and Paul Nealon.